Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. An effort underway to raise the minimum wage. We've got the story.
Two new vaccines required for students in the coming school year. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday. Oppressive heat is going to stay with us today and tomorrow, but big changes with a strong cold front by Sunday. Our full forecast is on the way.
House Democrats are pushing a bill to double the federal minimum wage.
With mostly support from Democrats, the House signed off on legislation that, for the first time in a decade, would raise the minimum wage up to $15 an hour by 2025.
American workers deserve a raise. No one can live with dignity on a $7.25 per hour wage. Can you?
For House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, the legislation represents a signature campaign issue for next year. There's little chance the minimum wage increase advances in the Republican-led Senate, where GOP lawmakers warn the wage hike threatens small businesses. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Iran is refuting President Trump's claim that the U.S. shot down one of its drones in the Strait of Hormuz. Fox's Ayesha Hosni reports on the escalating tensions between the two countries.
In a tweet, the country's deputy foreign minister said this: "We have not lost any drone in the Strait of Hormuz nor anywhere else. I am worried that USS Boxer has shot down their own UAS by mistake." Well, the president telling a different story. He says around 10 a.m. local time Thursday, an Iranian drone was spotted within 1,000 yards of the USS Boxer warship in the Strait of Hormuz. The drone apparently ignored repeated calls to stand down, and that's when Marines took it down themselves using electronic jamming equipment. A Pentagon spokesman says the ship took defensive action against the UAS to ensure the safety of the ship and its crew.
The president calling on other countries to condemn Iran's actions.
This week, a mother of four was shot to death in Wichita, allegedly by her boyfriend. Police Chief Gordon Ramsey tells KNSS News.
Of our serious assaults, about 47% of our serious assaults involve domestic violence. And very concerning numbers. Our third most responded to call in the city is domestic violence. And it's something as a community we need to focus more on, make sure it has resources and that we support victims that are in those situations.
Chief Ramsey is our guest this weekend on Issues 2019, Sunday morning at 8 on KNSS.
Two new vaccines will be required for school-age children in Kansas for the 2019-20 school year for hepatitis A and for meningitis. Dr. Lee Norman is secretary for the Kansas Department of Health and Environment.
Hepatitis A is a virus that infects the liver, and along with it causes jaundice, which is yellowing of the skin. It causes abdominal pain, vomiting, fatigue, and fever. The vaccine is very safe, very well tolerated. Again, it's been around a very long time.
Students entering kindergarten and first grade for the upcoming school year now need two doses of the hepatitis A vaccine.
President Trump taps the son of a late Supreme Court justice to replace the embattled former labor secretary.
President Trump is offering Eugene Scalia, one of late Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia's sons, a job as his labor secretary. The most recent secretary, Alexander Acosta, resigned last week over his involvement in what critics call a sweetheart plea deal over accused sex offender financier Jeffrey Epstein. Top Republicans reportedly pushed for Scalia, with Senator Tom Cotton saying he will, quote, be a champion for working Americans against red tape and burdensome regulation. But Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer argues Scalia's nomination puts corporate interests over workers. In Washington, Sean Lanchel, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:04, 4 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Take a look at the shocker men's basketball schedule for the upcoming season. Get ready for a lot of action at home. We'll talk about that in sports.
An Idaho school district will retire the school's Native American mascot. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted now, 8:08 here on a Friday morning. What's in the future for the east bank of the Arkansas River in downtown Wichita? Volunteers have been working on the Riverfront Legacy Master Plan. Jim Korak is Visit Wichita Board Chair. He tells KNSS News it's time for more public input.
We've done some groundwork and certainly in the process of raising money as well for, of course, there have been several studies throughout the years, and now what we're doing is bringing all of those studies together and getting the input from the community, and finally we're going to have something in the next 6 months or so, 6 to 8 months, something that's actionable.
An open house is scheduled for Wednesday, July 31st at the Wichita Boathouse from 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. The public is invited to share ideas and opinions.
On the 50th anniversary of the first moon launch, there's a chance for you to listen to the mission in ways you've never heard before.
Much of the audio recordings of Apollo 11 had been left in storage until now, and it's being made public. There's a lot, like when Buzz Aldrin complained of the Earth view.
Hey, Houston, I suppose you could turn the Earth a little bit so we could get a little bit more than just water.
Roger, 11. I don't think we got much control over that.
19,000 hours of recordings are now online, having been digitized by University of Texas at Dallas professor John Hansen, who wanted to study the team communication.
They were all kind of working together, and they did their jobs. No one ever knew who they were or what they were doing, but they actually made sure things were going to be successful.
In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
An Idaho school district will retire a school's Native American mascot after nearly a century.
Teton High School in Driggs, Idaho, claiming the controversial nickname, the Redskins, since 1929. After 90 years, the Teton School Board voting 4-1 in favor of dropping the mascot. The vote comes amid dueling student protests over the matter and years of two tribes urging reps to refrain from using the term, calling it offensive. The school board has yet to vote on a replacement name. High schools, colleges, and pro sports teams across the nation have long debated the use of names alluding to Native Americans. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
KNSS News time now, 10 minutes past 8 o'clock here on this Friday morning.
And this morning we've got slowdown. Watch out for a traffic accident northbound at I-135 at 13th Street. This accident's on the ramp. So it's on the ramp from northbound I-135 to 13th Street there. And there's three vehicles involved in this accident. One of them is a tanker truck. So, again, a traffic accident there, northbound I-135 at 13th. Traffic update from 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. With a clear and warm start to the morning in Wichita, it is going to be sunny, breezy, hot, and humid this afternoon. Mid-90s at noontime, 100 for the high with an excessive heat warning remaining in effect. Tonight's low 77, windy and 99 on Saturday, but good news by Sunday, a cold front sweeps through, a chance of thunderstorms with temperatures in the 80s. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, south wind at 17 miles per hour and 80 degrees. Hatman Jack's still has a great selection of hats to finish out the summer. Hot weather will be with us for a while, and the right hat can keep you cool. Stop in at Hatman Jack's and be fitted for the best hat for you. At the clock tower in Delano, Hatman Jack's, 601 West Douglas. 8:11 with Steve and Ted, and coming Sunday night here at 7 o'clock on KNSS, we've got the John Whitmer Show. John is with us this morning, live and in person, to talk about the show and what he's going to have for a guest and entertainment on Sunday night. Good morning, John.
Good morning. How are you guys this morning?
We're doing really, really well today. Great day. A little warm, but, you know, what are you going to do?
Well, you know, that's what you need a hat for, right?
That's right. You got to have it. Hey, listen, Congress is working on a $15 minimum wage. I know you're going to be talking or thinking about that, right, on Sunday night?
Well, if they pass it, that'll be a pay raise for the both of you guys. So it'll work out. That'll work out well.
That's not funny.
The downside would be the 3.7 million jobs that we would lose. But, you know, it's just a minor, you know, they don't bother to tell people about that minor side effect of that $15 minimum wage. I mean, yeah, Congress passed it. The House did. I don't think the Senate will even bother to take it up, because that's what they don't tell you. A lot of this legislation that the House has been passing it's a lot of feel-good, sounds-good legislation that will play well to the Democrat base, but there's lots of unintended consequences, and that's one of them, is the unintended consequence that, how would you like to walk into McDonald's and have to place your order at a kiosk because half the people have been laid off because the businesses can't afford to keep them on the job anymore because they got to pay a $15 minimum wage? Oh, and by the way, your Big Mac is now going to cost you $8 because they can't afford it anymore.
Hey, got a flash for you. They're already doing that. Mm-hmm. They've already got the robots going. So,
yeah.
Hey, so you're going to have some guests on, some candidates on, right?
Yeah, over the next few weeks, we've reached out to every one of the candidates running for Wichita mayor, and now over the next few weeks, we're going to have them all come on to the show. We're going to interview them, and we're just going to let them talk about their platforms, why they're running, what their plans for the city of Wichita are. But we've reached out to Jeff Longwell's going to be on. The rest of the candidates are all going to come on, and even, my friend Brandon Whipple from the legislature, even though, I'm a Republican, he's a Democrat, there are things that, potholes are not partisan. So we could talk about their platforms. We're not going to get into the politics. It's really just about giving them an opportunity to explain why they're running and what their vision of, if they were mayor, what they'd want to accomplish. And so we'll talk with each one of them if they choose to come on. And most of them have said they're really looking forward to it. So we'll start that this Sunday as well.
So tell me about Blake Carpenter and the brouhaha over the Gadsden flag. What's this all about?
Well, for those who don't know the Gadsden flag, that's the yellow "Don't Tread on Me" flag with the snake design. And what really prompted this is, I don't know if those of you who are Marvel movies fans, one of the characters in the Marvel movies, Star-Lord, he's in the Marvel universe. He plays Star-Lord, one of the characters, and I'm just, for some reason, I'm blanking on it, but he's one of the characters there, and he wore a T-shirt that had the Gadsden flag on there, and it was, amazingly enough, he took a lot of heat for it because they were claiming that the Gadsden flag is a symbol of racism, and the Gadsden flag was a symbol of our revolution. It's a symbol of freedom. It's a symbol of American independence. It's not a symbol of racism. And for years, Blake has been trying to get a license plate design, just a simple license plate design that says "Don't Tread on Me" with the Gadsden symbol. And yet there are liberals, even in the Republican Party, who have opposed him in allowing Kansans to have a Gadsden flag symbol in Kansas on their license plate. And it's been an uphill battle for something as simple as the Gadsden license plate.
So
we're going to talk about that.
Yeah, is this the flag where the snake is cut into pieces?
Right, one piece representing
each
state.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
So I'm not connecting any dots on this. How is that?
No.
How is that racist in any way, shape, or form? How is that?
It is not. And Chris Pratt, who plays one of the characters from Guardians of the Galaxy, wore this T-shirt, and all the left came out and said that he was promoting slavery, and it's. But this is very typical of many on the left who say that, they take little bits and then they twist that to fit their narrative. Mm. It is not a symbol of slavery. It's a symbol of freedom and individual liberty, if anything.
Well,
Sorry, go ahead.
It's like somebody taking the Betsy Ross flag's a symbol of race. What?
Exactly.
Are you kidding me?
And it's the same thing.
I don't think that's conservative or liberal. I just think that's goofiness right there.
No, and this is, if anything, it's a symbol of our American independence and our fight for liberty and promoting liberty.
Yeah.
And yet, he has, every year he's been in the legislature, he's tried to get the license plate out there.
Yeah.
So we'll talk a little bit about that and about the Chris Platt controversy. It's amazing what controversies we have.
Oh, yeah, we can stir up something. I'll tell you what, a lot of people don't know that Betsy Ross was actually working for minimum wage at that time.
Yeah, they'd love to have had a $15 minimum wage.
I tell you what, I think she did that gratis for our forefathers and foremothers. I think she did it gratis. She just
I'm sure she did.
I'm sure she did. All right, John, we're going to be on Sunday night at 7 right here on KNSS, and you'll take phone calls, won't you?
Absolutely, absolutely. We really love phone calls from folks. And, you know, we'll have the mayor candidates on. We're going to have a good time.
It ought to be fun. That's Sunday night with John Whitmer here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Thank you, John. Make it 8:18 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. It is sports time with Ted Woodward. Ted?
Now we'll take a look at the Wichita State men's basketball as the Shockers get ready for the upcoming season. And boy, there will be a lot of opportunities to catch the Shocks in person because the Wichita State will play a record 19 home games coming up this season. Of course, 9 of those will be conference games. And then there will be 9 non-conference home games on campus and then one more non-conference home game downtown at Intrust Bank Arena. 5 of the non-conference home games will feature NCAA tournament teams from last season, including Mississippi, Abilene Christian, Virginia Commonwealth, Oklahoma, and Gardner-Webb.
All right.
So lots of chances to see the Shocks coming up.
Yeah.
Just think, Shocker basketball is like 4 months away.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Not that far off.
You bet.
We have racing this weekend. 81 Speedway has a regular season points race on Saturday night. The Summer Nationals are coming to Kansas International Dragway in Mays for Friday and Saturday action. There is a qualifying and a pit party tonight for that, and then more action at the Summer Nationals on Saturday. In golf, the 148th British Open continues, second round at Royal Portrush in Northern Ireland. American J.B. Holmes, the current leader at 8 under par with a one-stroke lead. Let's get a minor league baseball update on former Wichita State Shocker Luke Ritter, drafted just last month. He is in Class A with the New York Mets, and he had a doubleheader in action yesterday. He went 2 for 7 at the plate, including a bases-loaded 3-run double. Also had a stolen base. In his last 8 games, he's batting .391, the former Shocker Luke Ritter in Single A with the New York Mets. Kansas City Royals in action yesterday under the hot sunshine at Kauffman Stadium, going for a 4-game sweep over the Chicago White Sox. Royals fell behind 3-0 early, but then the offense got cranked up and a big 5-run inning turned the tide. You heard it on Sports Radio KFH.
The 0-2 pitch. Pulled to the right side and through. That's a base hit. In comes Arteaga. Here comes Bubba Starling. He is safe, and the Royals have a 5-3 lead.
And KC goes on to the 6-5 win for a 4-game sweep over the White Sox. First time they've done that in a quarter century. And it's the 4-game winning streak for the Royals, obviously. That's their longest winning streak of the season. So they come out of the All-Star break and they go 6-1 on a homestand. That's the way to do it.
Good.
Now they got to go to the road where they're the worst road team in Major League Baseball. Can they start winning games on the road? We'll find out starting tonight when they take on the red-hot Cleveland Indians in Ohio. The Indians have won 5 in a row. The Royals have won 4 in a row. Games tonight, tomorrow night, Sunday afternoon. You can hear all those games, the Tribe and the Royals, on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. St. Louis Cardinals won yesterday. They win at Cincinnati, beat the Reds 7-4. The Cardinals are only a half game back for a wild card spot. They have won 5 out of 6. They're playing some really good baseball. And speaking of the Cardinals and the Royals, happy birthday this weekend to a guy that played for both of those teams. Relief pitcher Al Habrowski turns 70 years old on Sunday.
He was
known as the Mad Hungarian for his antics on the mound, as he would get himself wound up before he would throw pitches and then do a little act and pound the ball into the glove and this grimace.
Pumping himself up.
The crowd was always go crazy, and he kind of psyched himself up. So
speaking of that, you remember Mark the Bird Fidrich?
Well, heck yes.
They played for Detroit, and he was had a goofy routine
for
a while.
Yeah, he was a phenom.
He'd get down on his knees and scrape the dirt.
He had a weird little vibe going as well.
Weird pitchers.
Yep. So a happy birthday Sunday. Al Habrowski, the Mad Hungarian, turns 70 on Sunday.
Right.
That's sports with Steve and Ted.
8:21 now. Keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute. Congresswoman compares Israel to Nazi Germany. That's coming up. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.